Lucho! Alright, finally a reply. Sorry it took so long, man. I was in deep prep, pre-production for McLean's solo piano record. And actually, I'm in my car right now, and I'm driving out of town, and we're going to move into Chalet Studios and live there for 5 days and do this whole record top to bottom. Emerge pretty much completed. So that's what I'm doing, and I thought I would use the it's about an hour and a half drive, so I thought I would use the time to make some calls and catch up, and you're topping the list. Okay, so first of all, hilarious beginning to your message, because you were up early, like I think you called me like 8 a.m. or something like that, and you're right, I had been up all night. I'm fully on converted brown hours. They're almost a problem. They actually, for a while there, about 2 weeks ago, I was going to bed at like 3 in the afternoon and getting up around 10 p.m. What the fuck is that? That's not brown hours anymore. That's, I don't know what that is. That's like gopher hours or some kind of rodent. That's too much. So I flipped them back around to something a little browner, which is brown hours are like go to bed at 6, 5 a.m., 6 a.m., 7, somewhere between 5 and 7. 8's getting a little rough. If I'm up, if I've been up all night at 8, then it means something's up. I'm doing a project and, you know, I'm burning the candle at 9 ends, and I'm probably not going to bed at 8. I'm probably going to bed at noon or something. So, but generally, yeah, it's like up 5-ish and then up around noonish. That's my usual hours. So, but you were funny, man. You're talking about your old man, your bank account, your banker hours, your accountant, white accountant hours, up super early, in bed super early. Yeah, that's, I don't like that. Sometimes once in a blue moon, just because as my schedule starts to flip, it'll land on that for a little while, and I'm like, this is gross, I don't like it, doesn't feel right. Like 10 p.m. getting sleepy feels embarrassing to me, because that's like start of the second set. Why am I tired? That's not cool. So yeah, okay, that was the first thing you talked about. Then you moved to cowbell. So that's really fascinating about the bells have changed, and they're making you crazy, and you hate them now. And it's the top part of the bell, the kink part of it, not the big. Has the open part changed? I'm curious about that. If the open mouth, the gonk, gonk, has changed. Probably not. You probably would have said something. But I find that really interesting. And you said there's all kinds of guys with foundries that are making custom jobs. I might want to check that out. The dude you just had the conversation with, Peter, and I didn't catch his last name, you said he makes them and stuff like that. Could you WhatsApp me his email address? Like, and then I'll say what up, and then check out how much it costs for like a custom, you know, old school salsa cowbell with the old sound, and then how much shipping and all that would cost. If it's like ball breaking amounts of money, then I might just go with the E4, like you said, an LPE4. I think that's about, it's like around $100 at L&M. That's not bad. There's a couple of the other E series and that's why that message came to you in the first place, is I wasn't sure which one of those damn bells to get for that cowbell, like a campana, like the hold in your hand, dong ti ti dong ti ti dong ding dong bell. And the whole reason I wanted that information is because I'm going to be playing a bunch of percussion for that tune, for that Cuban tune. Remember a while ago we were getting you to consult on Nick's kind of Latin-esque solo piano tune? Well, it's all done. I think the final name is Stratagem in Spanish. So that's Estrahema. Tell me if I'm saying that right. I might be hitting the wrong accent. Estrahema. I can't remember. Do E-S does the, yeah, Estrahema. Okay, anyway, you tell me. You say it and I'll copy it. Yeah, but it's the word stratagem in English, which is a great word. It essentially means he who outwits another. Yeah, through strategy and through wits and smarts and whatnot. So Yeah, I'm going to be playing a bunch of bell, you know, all stock standardized bell patterns, Mambo bell pattern and the Campana pattern, and probably I brought my shekere with me, so I'll do a little gachak, 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 and then I brought my güiro, which I bought in Havana. I've got like a nice Havana güiro, which is loud as fuck. It's a gourd, right? One of the old gourds. And I'll do a little chaka 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 chaka, and that's probably about it. I might play bongo, but I'm a pretty terrible bongo player. But then again, like, it's just, you know, it's a solo piano record. It's jazz guys that are listening to it, so hopefully I'll. And really, it's just embellishment and just give the track a little color. All the shit I do is going to be in the background, like really like a click track. Like, I'll have a click, I'll be playing to a click, and then I'll establish the pattern, and then Nick will play to the pattern in a loop. So just to give him, he plays better. I noticed that when there's like a clave going on and some other shit, he plays better. He's more invested in the track than when he's, you know, if he has to play by himself. So on that one tune on the solo piano record, I'll be making a guest appearance, going ding 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 ding, etc. And please no laughing when it comes out. Please no ridiculing my bullshit. Yeah, that's the rule. And if you have to, then well, okay, fine. What else? Oh, WhatsApp. You're talking about WhatsApp and not leaving. That's the move, man. I'm glad you didn't leave. There was no reason to leave. Everybody freaked out about nothing. So here's the real deal. And the first time I heard your message, I was actually going to send you a Forbes magazine issue. Sorry, a Forbes magazine article that discusses all of this. And it broke it all down, like, really dopely. And it, what's that sound? Oh, there's a motorcycle beside me. I thought my engine was going crazy. I was like, what is happening? Here's the quick summation, is they didn't change anything. They didn't change the security. They changed nothing. What was different was how they were going to use the data that they had already to monetize. So the data they've had all along on you as a user, on us as users, they were changing their methodologies for how to monetize that, owning that data. So probably that translates to ad revenue. So who are they going to sell this information to in order to generate new ads? But that's it. That's all it was. And I mean, fuck, we're all going through it with Facebook and Amazon and Google. Like, they have all the same information, and they sell it to anyone they want, and then we get advertised based on that information. But it had nothing to do with security. Zero to do with security. And some dum-dums went crazy and thought it was about security, and then turned it into this whole security issue, and all these people left, and there was absolutely no reason to. The only reason to leave WhatsApp is if you decide you don't like how they're using the information they've always had on you in terms of advertising, etc. But they're not collecting any new information, and there's no changes in security, nothing. So all the people that thought that are dumb. They didn't pay attention and weren't listening closely enough. So that stuff makes me crazy, because, you know, I'm very tapped into technology, and I have a science background. So when I saw all these people losing their minds about this shit, I was just shaking my head, like, man, misinformation is a dangerous thing. So don't worry, bro, you're fine. Stay with WhatsApp. Nothing's changed. And as you can see, I'm still here too. So yeah, don't sweat it. Hey, I got a question for you though, man. I use WhatsApp so fucking much, like this, like with voice, that my shit's getting filled up. And my biggest problem with WhatsApp is that you can't save shit onto the SD card. So everything has to be in the phone's native memory, and mine is fucking bursting. It's almost full. I'm constantly having to delete shit, and I hate that. So are you in the same boat? I'm curious if you're also full and fucked and are deleting shit to make room, or I'm wondering if maybe you figured a solution out. I've been reading about it, and there is a way to trick WhatsApp into saving onto the SD card, but you have to do some pretty scary brain surgery on your phone to do it. Yeah, you essentially have to convince WhatsApp on a code level to write to the SD card, and I might do it. I'm Okay, how do I explain this? My phone is a Galaxy S4, and the S4 has got a great camera. So what I've done is I bought a whole pile of S4s, like six of them, and I use them in the studio to film. So instead of buying cameras, I'm using S4s, this phone, the same phone that I own, but clones of it, not with no SIM card in it, no connection to the, you know, I don't use it as a phone. I only use it as a video capture device because it shoots at 1080p and the fucking video looks stellar. It looks fantastic. So why wouldn't someone use that? So that's what we're doing with Brontosaurus. Actually, I started a whole new wing of Brontosaurus Records called Brontosaurus Video, and we provide these services to other people. So far, the services have been provided to me and my bands and McLean, but we're just building up the brand and building up the technology. So yeah, I've got a whack of these things, and McLean thought it was a really smart move, so he too went ahead and bought a bunch of phones. So we're, for his solo piano record, we're going to do an 8-video shoot, an 8-cam shoot. So we're going to have cameras on his motherfucking head and his legs and his balls. We got a camera for his left ball, a camera for his right ball. We can put a camera up his ass for the internal look. You know, every time he plays those high notes and he clenches, we get a good look at that shit. So yeah, man, it's pretty dope using phones for video cams, and they're small and easy and portable. And I mean, I had to spend a bunch of money on cables and chargers and all that kind of shit, and mounts, like figuring out ways to mount, get the phone in the air, and then I look. There's a piece of software called Open Camera. And it's ridiculous. It gives you crazy amounts of control over over your phone cam, like way more than the native camera software, way more. It's like professional video software essentially, and it's open source, which means, you know, people are working on it all the time, and it's getting better and better. So that's what we use to shoot video while we're in the studio. Isn't that fascinating? Okay. And I think there it is. I've caught up. Thanks again, man, for the cowbell discussion. I appreciate that. E4, if I'm going with LP. But I wouldn't mind talking to your boy in New York and see what he charges for that kind of stuff. And I'd really like to have one really good Campana that would, because I'll tell you right now, if you hate the way current Campanas sound, boy, you should play mine. If you really want to loathe, if you really want to fucking, you know, feel terrible about a cowbell, my cowbell sucks balls. It's a Granite. Do you know that brand? Ugh. It's the lowest of the low. I had a really nice, I think mine was an E6, I forget, Sasa bell, and then it got stole. I had my percussion bag got stole at Poetry Jazz Cafe. Yeah, I came off stage and I packed up all my shit, and I keep all my percussion, all my bells and shit in a laptop bag. And I guess someone went, ooh, laptop, and they grabbed the bag, and hopefully they got home and were very disappointed by a collection of dope bells. But anyway, all my dope bells got stolen. You probably remember, because I think I sent out an email asking all my boys, does anyone have any bells they'd like to sell me? I kind of, yeah, I know you replied and went, nope, fuck you. Well, my bells are mine. And I think you told me that same story you just told me, that you had sold a bunch recently, so you didn't have any more for sale. And rather than spend the same money again and get another LP brand, I went Granite, and now I absolutely regret it. So yeah, I'm going to be looking at a new Campana bell, because I really don't like the one I have at all. I liked what you said about how the old school bells have fucking venom in that top part of the bell. I like that. I like that description, bro. That's a great way to describe that shit. Venom in the bell would be a great name for a tune. Venom in the bell. Venom on el campana. How do you say venom in Spanish? Venom. Yeah, that's actually a really good tune name. That might have to be a Cruzado tune name. Yeah, I'm writing all kinds of Cruzado tunes. You know what? At some point, I'm gonna start sending you shit just to start checking out and. Yeah, just to start vibing on. Some of this stuff might be good to do, you know, to start pre-producing. I'm going to try and get some money from grants and whatnot, and then we could I can give you some bread to pre-produce some of the stuff the way we did for, like, with what's her name, Monica, and, you know, like, assign fake instruments to my MIDI bullshit, and then that way it kind of sounds half decent, and then when we go in the studio we just have to replace parts, right? That'd be not a bad way to do things. I did a recording like that recently where I played all the parts in MIDI, and then an engineer replaced all the parts with decent samples, and then all the musicians got the samplified full arrangement and just learned it, and they everybody said it was so much easier to learn because everything sounded kind of, you know, almost finished, and then we just went to the studio, replaced all the parts. I kind of like that methodology as a workflow. All right, man, that's it for me. I got another, I don't know, hour and 15 minutes of fucking driving, so if I seem chatty, that's why. But I hope you're good. I miss seeing you, man. I miss seeing everybody. This pandemic sucks balls. We're at like a year. Fuck. And a year of no gigs. I mean, I had two. I had two gigs with audiences in the last year, and everything else has been online, which I hate. I really hate the whole online thing. I do not like it at all. I'm looking forward to audiences. But with vaccines starting, my mom just got her vaccine. She's 82, so she's in that earlier group to get it. But hopefully we'll all be vaccinated by like July, August, something like that. So maybe that means we're back in the clubs by October, November, maybe. I'm hoping like normalcy by 2022. That's my hope. I'm kind of like battening down the hatches for a shitty year in terms of live performance, and then looking to 2022. Like I'm starting to book a tour actually in 2022, and so is McLean. McLean got a fat touring grant for Nick McLean Quartet, so he's starting to book for 2022. A lot of people are like, yo, Holmes, we don't know what's happening, so we don't want to make any commitments, but, you know, sending out the emails nice and early and starting to talk to people and kind of letting them know that we're working towards that, it's a good thing. It puts us in their hearts and minds. All right, I think I've talked long enough. How long is 17 minutes of Brown? That's more than Brown that you, then that's enough for the whole month, I think, right? That's your whole fill. All right, bro. See you soon. Love.